Well, are you ready for today's celebration?
You know what? I'm a little bone weary, but what are we celebrating today?
Well, you know, celebrating my colon still being active. Today is Juneteenth.
Well, I don't know that we celebrate that as much as we honor that day, but okay, yes, I'm ready for it.
Okay, and yeah. You're going to do the traditional Juneteenth celebration, right? Ceremony.
Ceremony, yeah. You're going to do ceremony.
The normal. Well, tell folks what that entails.
Well, there's absolutely nothing I can say here that won't be terribly racially offensive. So it's going to entail sleeping all day. So, yeah, that's how I'm celebrating. Oh. That's my traditional Juneteenth celebration. Yes.
Okay. Well, evidently,
you've changed your microphone input.
I didn't do a thing, okay? But we're gonna try to. My microphone has just disappeared.
Okay, you better replug it and unplug it. And while you do that, let's do this.
Okay. Oh, you big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys? Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show,
Larry Bader, and just welcome. What's going on, guys?
So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty! Big Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a
no. And I put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys?
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday, June 20th, 2022.
No. Oh, yeah, it is. Today is June 19th.
Today, as we record, is June 19th. Tomorrow is the day you're hearing this. Is June 20th, 2022, and the bone
weary June 19th observed.
And the bone weary laundering done too much year of Miss Dolly Hortensia Lavatria Parton. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Vader. That's
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Even when I'm on a high from my Alaskan vacation, and by vacation, I clearly mean work trip, he can't get it right. It's V-A-D-E-R, Larry H. Vader, and with me is the one who's currently vacationing. It's Big Fatty.
Yes. Yes. Hi, everyone.
Hi, Big Fatty.
Greetings from Flowrider.
Oh, did you listen to the Flowrider all the way down there in the Ruby Red?
Did I listen to what? I don't know what that means. What does that mean?
Flowrider, you know, is actually an artist.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes. That's where it all came from.
I guess all the kids are listening to that, huh?
Well, they were 10 to 15 years ago. But, yeah, let's see. You know, my favorite Flowrider song for anyone interested is no. Club Can't Handle Me Now.
Let's just ask the listeners a show of hands. Can you handle Vader now?
Hold on, let's do that.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm gonna dance a little bit in my seat.
Okay, it's cha-cha.
Well, it's David Guetta too, and you know, while he's an asshole, I kind of like him.
Who?
Here's the best part. No, I know how to make him stop and stare as I fall. So every time you say you're going to Flowrider, this is what I hear in my head. Just so you know why I always find it humorous.
Is Flowrider a man or a woman?
It's a man. It's a very handsome man. Yeah.
That's what I'm listening to.
Yeah. Well, I figured that this is what the Nip is playing. And actually, it's Olive is playing this in the house all the time.
Actually. This sounds like a song they do on Dancing with the Stars.
If they had a hip-hop night, they probably would, or a throwback hip-hop night, so yeah.
Does anybody else? They could do the What is that called? It'll come to me in a minute.
Okay, I think we've had enough flow. I mean, there's never enough of this song, but okay, let's just hit the let's hit the chorus one time. Okay, that's enough of that. Okay. Sorry, that put me in a good mood now. Yeah, I don't really like Flo Rida because I think he's a pretty terrible person, probably. But I do like that song. And David Guetta is a pain in the ass. So
now, do you think Dr. Stone even knows who Flo Rida is?
Oh yeah, I think so. I think Doc Stone does.
How about Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee?
Oh yeah, 100%. I would say Chris from Tennessee in New Jersey and Tennessee knows more about Flo Rida than Doc Stone, if I had to guess, if I were a betting man.
Well, he certainly knows more about Shirley Booth.
Well, that's true, but that's a given, isn't it? I mean, that's just one of those things you just assume. But yeah, so Big Fatty, how you been? We haven't done a show in a couple of weeks.
I just saw you the other day.
Right, but they don't know that. Don't pull back the curtain. We just saw each other Friday.
it seems like it's been forever since I've spoken to you.
And the only stuff we talked about on Friday was
coal mine
stuff, and a little bit about my T-Rip to the Alaska, because y'all have been in Alaska. So, we haven't done a show.
Your T wasn't the only thing that ripped.
Y'all, Alaska is a lot of good. My friend, the Tomo, you all remember the Tomo, texted me to say he said, I have the COVID. I hope you don't have it too. And I said, well, I haven't seen you in 2 weeks. So I doubt that, you know, if I did, that they would be related.
You may have gotten it through the e-letters.
Right. I said, I'm in Alaska all as well. And he said, oh, you better watch out for those lumberjack men up there. And I said, oh, I'm watching them very closely.
Now, you met a familiar lumberjack man up there that you were totally surprised by, listeners to this little show would remember.
He could not bring this up. This was a Vader moment if ever there was one. Y'all, here's the very short story of the trip. And I could talk about it for 6 weeks, so I'm not going to talk about it. But essentially, last Saturday, myself and Lorena left Charleston at 5:30 a.m. in the morning, got to Alaska at noon. Had quite a trip. We were in Anchorage the whole time, but we did day trips to Homer, Kenai, and Fairbanks.
Mm-hmm. By the way, how was the Marriott when you were there?
The Marriott experience was terrible. Y'all, I had to call in the head gay. We got to Anchorage and I didn't have a room. I said, well, have your reservation. I said, well, here's the confirmation. And I did online check-in. Sorry, y'all. And everything in the city was booked up. So that's kind of how the trip started, with 7 hours of me fighting with the front desk, only to finally have to call in a favor and with Marriott Corporate. Y'all, I walked back into the hotel that evening after dinner, and they said, oh, hi, Mr. Vader. We have something for you right now. Please come right this way. And got my room and everything. And but Sunday we did some touring and also a lot of work. But it got back to the hotel pretty early. And y'all, I'd been chatting with a hot lair on the dating app a little bit. Our paths had kind of crossed 15 years ago in the Air Force.
When he was hotter lair.
I don't know that he was hotter back then.
Okay.
I think he's pretty hot now. But anyway, he was like, we'd like to come over and maybe see Mr. Vader. And I was like, okay. But we have our friend with us. And y'all, I was a little tipsy. And this is a lot about Mr. Vader that some of you don't want to know, so you might want to fast forward.
Oh, no, but trust me, everybody listening to this wants to know.
And I was like, you can bring your friend, too. So, y'all, I thought I was in for a hootenanny of an experience. So we were going to meet in the bar there at the hotel and have a drink, if nothing else.
Did you have the pants off express ready to fire up?
It was the engine was at full pressure there.
Oh yeah,
on the Pantsoff
Express.
Just
waiting for the release of the brake.
Yep. And y'all, in walks my friend's Larry. Well, my friend Larry, or my acquaintance Larry, and his partner Larry, and y'all, his their friend, who we shall call, let's say, the Triple Nickel.
Yes. Now, remind people about the Triple Nickel, because that's a name that goes way, way back.
Yeah, the Triple Nickel and I actually dated for a while in 2001 or so. But we'd known each other in Charleston. And we were tried to be friends for years. Y'all, and have you ever met Debbie Downer? Someone that's,
yes,
Debbie Downer.
Well, yes, it's, in fact, Debbie Downer is on the trip with us.
Right. Okay. Well,
also
Debbie,
known as the Nip.
Oh, okay. Well, the Nickel aspires to be Debbie Downer, but he can't be quite that positive. And so that's the Triple Nickel. And y'all, but I will say, boy, we got a good laugh out of that. So we had some beverages and whatnot that evening. But yeah.
And he was equally as surprised as you were.
Oh, much less mortified, because he hides it better, because he always looks poopy. But yeah, he was equally, y'all. I'm not gonna say that's mean, but yeah, he definitely age is not kind to us, and some
and Big
of us
Fatty
more so than
knew
ever.
The Triple Nickel also. Didn't he work like for the Comcast or something like that?
After the Air Force, he worked for the Comcast. Yeah. Okay. And then the state or the county or the something.
Okay.
So
I said hello.
Yeah, I did. He asked if you're still alive. And he said, do you still do that little show? And I said, what little show? And we don't talk about that amongst friends we don't know. And anyway, y'all, it was lovely. It was good to see them. And that's about it. That's that story. I mean, it was much funnier if you could have seen the look on my face. Because I don't know that the Triple Nickel...
And the release of your bowels in your pants.
Correct. I don't know that the Triple Nickel recognized me right away, just because, like, I still look the same, but I definitely have a larger beard right now. He's probably never seen me with a beard. That's how... I mean, I'm fatter too, but
okay.
But he's also never seen me with a beard, I don't think. So, because that's how long it's been since it's been 15 years easily since I threw him over the bar at Patrick's Pub and walked out the door. Anyway.
And when you say seeing you with a beard, you meant Lorena, right?
Right, right. Yeah. Okay. Lorena was not part of this encounter, thankfully. Yeah. So she was already in bed. But anyway, it was good. And y'all, we went up to Fairbanks on Monday. Absolutely stunning. Absolutely stunning. We actually were in Delta, not Fairbanks. We drove about 90 miles south and then took a jet boat in about 40 miles into the interior. And it was absolutely amazing. Fly fished and did some other stuff. And then I went down to Homer on Tuesday. And y'all,
how are the Simpsons?
They're good. They're good. Living coastally. Y'all, I will say this about Alaska. Y'all, the coffee is the best coffee you will ever have in your life.
Really?
It is absolutely amazing coffee everywhere. They don't mess around with their coffee up there. And it was cheap. And, you know, I say cheap, not inexpensive, because I mean it. It was cheap. Everything in Alaska was weird as far as cost. So alcohol, cheap. Like dirt cheap for like...
It's because there's nothing else to do.
Right. They do. I seriously think Alaska has a drinking problem. I'm not kidding.
Alaska, they have to have coffee to wake up. And liquor to go to sleep.
Yeah, it was.
And Tim in Alaska will probably be able to confirm that.
Yep, the Stoli.
Ooh,
I know. I didn't see Tim in Alaska. The Stoli and the Tanqueray. Y'all, it's like $5 for a double.
Oh,
it was. And by a double, I mean a pint glass. I told Big Fatty this story that I went and ordered a double because he's like, "Do you want a short or tall?" And I said, "Tall." And he pulled out a pint glass, put a little bit of ice in it, filled it up about an inch from the top with vodka or gin or whatever, and then hit it with a splash of tonic. And I was like, oh. And he was like, do you want to leave this card open? And I was like, no, that's not going to be necessary. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Just run that one. Like, I think I'll be done after this. So anyway, but y'all, no, I didn't see Tim in Alaska. I'm sorry, Tim. And honestly, if I had been by myself, I would have probably been able to squeeze you in, if you will. But with Lorena, y'all, I had no time. I just had no time. She was constant. Y'all, she didn't have an expense account, so we were expensing everything on me. So, she was with me anytime there was food or alcohol involved. So.
Hmm.
Yeah. So if you need to go to Alaska, or if you want to go to Alaska, highly recommend. I can't say I recommend Anchorage. I mean, I know that sounds pretty serious, and Tim, I'm sorry. Anchorage is beautiful. Absolutely stunning. Absolutely stunning, but it's just a city. Like, it's a great base, but I don't think that's where I would go for my Alaska trip. Unless money is really tight and that's all you can do. But the Kenai and the interior were some of the most spectacular things I ever saw. Y'all, I rode on a propeller plane twice.
Oh.
Ooh. Y'all, there was no security. You just walked on. It was very bizarre. But,
well, obviously, if you got on, there was no security.
Right, right. But anyway, so that was that. That was Alaska. I mean, there was so much more to it. It's not worth talking about. Would I go on a cruise to Alaska? Sure. I'm not going to diminish anyone who's recently been on an Alaskan cruise on Royal Caribbean, even though I would never. But do I think that's how you should see Alaska? I'd probably say, nah. I mean, you're going to see Alaska.
Maybe as part of your, right, of your whole trip.
But it's what you're seeing on that cruise compared to what we saw. Like, you're seeing very specific things that are touristy and that are cruise ship port. We didn't see any of that, so I can't really comment on that so much, because what we saw wasn't touristy, but was easily accessible by anyone.
Just out of curiosity, so, while you were there, were you able to pet any puppies?
Was I able to pet a puppy? Well, no.
Okay.
No.
That
no.
seems to be the norm. Anyway.
Okay. But you know what?
I got a question.
Okay.
For you.
Other than puppies.
Now, we talked about, we hadn't talked in a while, but also, I didn't get a vomit Thursday.
You sure did not, because y'all, my flight back was canceled. And so we ended up getting home about, I don't know, 10 hours past when we planned on getting home. So Vader was bone weary and slept. Mm. Y'all, all I've done is sleep in the last 3 days that I've been home. I thought I was sick, but I just took another COVID test and it's negative. So I think I'm just bone weary. Well, y'all, extra special Chris has the COVID.
Oh, Lord.
Lorena thinks she has the COVID. And I was oh, God. But I feel fine. I'm just, you know, I sleep a lot, but y'all, my body is
so
messed up.
Well, that's because you're fat.
Exactly. And, you know, this is my first long stint at home where I don't have to work, because I've been off since I've been back. I don't have kitty cats.
I
haven't been.
This has been your longest stint at home?
Yes, also that.
Okay.
Y'all, my stomach is not happy. And, yeah, we'll just leave it at that. Speaking of not happy.
Oh, you big fat thing.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin. And oh, you still talk to him. And I don't.
Did I mention that John Michael Haas was in Alaska?
No.
We fixed this while he was there. Right. Thank you. Thank you. If you want to send a voice letter, meh at the LFC online dot, wait, meh at the LFC dot online. Gosh, y'all, I don't e-letter myself. So we got one voice letter today, which I mean, I'm happy about. So let's take a listen.
Yes.
Three things. One, listening to y'all's recent Throw Up Thursday vintage shows, I was kind of interested to remember back when I was Chris from Tennessee and not Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee. That was interesting. Number two, after listening to DJ David J's monologue about the olives, I now want to go find some blue cheese stuffed olives for myself.
They're delicious.
I also kind of want to sniff his underwear and socks. Number three, I did some mental math, and I believe that today in 2022, I am just about the same age that Big Fatty was back when y'all recorded those original shows. And that makes me want to put my head in an oven. In closing, you're fat. Meh.
Man.
Make sure you preheat it before you put it in there.
Right. Otherwise, it's just, it's your back's going to hurt. Yeah.
By the way, I enjoyed hearing DJ David J rattle on about the Olive Hut and the ribs.com.
Right.
He does love a blue cheese olive, which happens to smell a lot like DJ David J's socks and underwear also.
Oh, actually, I would guess that's truer than we know. Yeah. And I personally don't want to smell DJ David J's anything because I've met DJ David J and, well, that's good. I'm good. I'm good there. I'm good there. Yeah. Love him to death. Y'all, I haven't heard from him in years and years. I'm sure he still listens. But
how about Bill?
I think I reached out to Bill last year or 2 years ago when we started recording again. And Bill's good. Bill's good, as I recall.
Good.
He's somewhere in the Louisiana area or whatever, I think.
Okay.
Ooh, y'all, my big Ricky buzzer just went off. I am still washing underpants from Alaska. Whew. But yeah, thank you, Chris. We appreciate the call. And yeah, there will be a Throw Up Thursday show this week. I've already selected it. It's pretty good. I had to skip a couple because y'all, we're getting into prime I Hate the Skull territory, and I was just being mean. However, y'all, I almost quit my job before Alaska, and so I was working from home, and I get a text message from Larry Cly. You're not here, but the Skull and Big Brother just rolled in dressed to the nines.
Oh.
And I said, what? And they're like, they're going to some luncheon downtown, and they stopped by to see everyone. And I said, are you fucking kidding me? And he was like, I'm the only one they knew. And I was like, well, okay. And I was like, well, please let her know that despite all the time and COVID and everything, nothing's changed. And quite honestly, I still hate her. So,
yeah. Perfect.
He was like, we'll do. So, yeah.
And he probably did tell her.
Probably. He said he actually didn't speak to her. He just kind of acknowledged her and walked
just
away.
Just noticed. Waved. I grunted.
I did ask what she was wearing, and he was like, it wasn't anything metallic. And I said, okay, well.
Was there a themed sweater involved?
He said there was no sweater, but y'all, it's been so hot here. I guess even the Skull, she probably had it in the car because I bet the ballrooms where they have these ladies' luncheons,
you know,
just get a little chilly.
The luncheons always seat the ladies under the vents.
Right. So I couldn't. I'm sorry that I missed her, but not sorry enough that I would have worked that day. So, yeah.
Right.
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
All right, everyone. Sorry, I was getting an appropriate message. It's that game where Big Fatty gives me the name of someone born on this day. I tell you all if they're dead or alive. That's the easy part, but the hard part, how you'd know who they are. All right, Big Fatty, give me the first.
All right, the first one we have for you today is Martin Landau.
Martin Landau. All right, he is dead.
And we would know him from?
Well, he was an actor. Yeah, he was an actor. But I don't know what he was in. But he was in a bunch of those like TV shows. That's all I know.
Okay,
he's old.
The dead actor from a bunch of those TV shows. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, he is indeed dead. Ed, and he was an actor. He was in Mission Impossible, and then he was in movies like, and he was in North by Northwest and Ed Wood and things like that.
None of these things I have seen. So, okay, there you go.
All right.
They all were old before I was born.
Dukakis.
Oh, my God, dead. And she was an actress, and look.
We would know her from?
Well, she was in the Steel Magnolias. I mean, she was in a thousand things, but she was in the Steel Magnolias. She of course was in the Netflix miniseries. Based on the book about San Francisco, and she was the transsexual in there. I can't remember it right off the top of my head where she was. Tales of the City. So
she was in the original TV, and then she was in the reboot as well.
Yeah. She was fantastic. Yeah. So she's passed
Love
away,
her.
Though. Yeah.
Love her.
Yeah.
All right. Lillian Hellman.
Ooh. Ooh. Lillian Hellman, also an actress. Lillian Hellman, well, amongst other things. So some people knew her as acting, but she also was the wife of the founder of the Hellman's Monets. Your favorite. My favorite.
Well, you know, we always have to honor the Monets, tycoons. That's a good title, Monets Tycoon.
Well, we hadn't come up with one yet, so.
Right. Okay. Lillian Hellman, she is indeed dead, but she was an American playwright, and just a novel tip, hated the Monets.
Ooh. Oh, well, so, you two had something in common. Do you have one more? I mean, I think we can squeeze in just one more.
One more. John Mahoney.
John Mahoney. Okay. You've thrown some pretty easy ones today, but I don't know who they are because, you know, I'm old and tired and y'all have been sleeping like 12 hours a night. John Mahoney is dead.
Uh-huh. And we would know him from?
Well, he's an actor.
Uh-huh.
Wasn't he in Magnum P.I.? Wasn't he the butler or the housekeeper or whatever that guy was in Magnum P.I.?
John Mahoney is indeed dead, and he was an actor, and he was in Frasier. He was the father.
Oh, okay. I mean, I knew the name. I'm old.
And I got one more in honor of the Homosexual Pride Month.
Y'all, it was Pride in Anchorage. All right, moving forward.
Okay.
Please, yeah.
Betty Washington.
Betty Washington. Well, she is the creator, not to be confused with Betty Ross, the appropriate name. She was the creator of the original flag, the rainbow flag. It's changed, but yes. She was the creator of that.
That was the flag with the eight colors, right?
Right, I believe so, yes.
Okay. And is she alive or dead?
I think she's alive.
Okay. Betty Washington, absolutely dead as a doornail. She was the younger sister of George Washington. Mm. Okay.
In honor of Pride Month. Very appropriate. Very appropriate. At least we can make fun of that, y'all. I was in Homer.
Alaska Pride.
Alaska Pride was lovely. Anchorage Pride was lovely. But I was in Homer, and I was with a very straight man, and I was in his truck that y'all I fell out of. It was so tall. I had on boots because I had to anyway. Whatever. Because of where we were, and I was trying, they were a little slick, and I was trying to climb down out of this Bubba truck, and y'all, I fell out of it. But I didn't hurt myself or get dirty, because that was kind of important for what we were doing.
Just your pride was.
He didn't see it, just everyone else in the parking lot on the other side of the truck. Because the truck was so big, he couldn't see over it. But y'all, we went and got a cup of coffee to introduce ourselves to each other. And then we were going to take a tour of a boat. And y'all, we got behind the Homer Pride March.
Oh, my gosh.
And here we are. Like, we're really just trying to get over to the spit. But, y'all.
You tried to get over and spit?
Well, that too.
Oh.
But, y'all, it couldn't have been more awkward. Because, like, I mean, I was like, oh. And, you know, like, I mean, I'm not trying to hide anything or whatever. I'm trying to be professional. But, like, I'm like, oh, that's real nice in a small town, you know. And he was like, y'all, his masculinity was so threatened. And I was just like, oh, please.
Did you hop out of the truck and grab a what are those things called? Ooh. Oh, what are those things the majorettes throw?
A baton.
The batons. Did you get out and do a little routine with a baton?
I didn't, but y'all, we were right at the end of the parade, so it looked like we were the people closing the parade or the march.
Did you wave?
So, well, I was like trying to lighten the mood. I was like, should we just roll the window down and wave at people as we drive by?
Well,
he didn't think that was funny.
It sounds interesting, bordering on horrifying, but there's only one thing more horrifying that I can think of than Homer Pride. Would you like to guess what pride that would be?
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
I mean, you make it so easy. Yeah.
Well, that's kind of the theme of today.
Well, you're on vacation.